Welcome back, TSO gang. Gang. What's up, babies? So, welcome back to Talk Sex Only with your girl, Kiki. Listen, if you have not hit that follow button yet or that plus sign on Apple Podcasts, go ahead and hit that button and smash the notification bell to be notified every time your girl drops these episodes, because you already know we're dropping these episodes every Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are available on Spotify, Apple. We are available on Google. We are available on all platforms for podcasting. So go check us out. Oh, babies. So today we are going to discuss why people don't have sense. Okay, so we're going to get into this real quick. Let's see. And I want you guys to tune in. I keep telling y'all, you could drop the voice message link. If you are on Spotify, hit me up in the message. Just hit that message right there next to that follow button when you go to follow me. Message your girl. Let's get into these discussions. I'm open to any discussion that you want to hear, any discussion that you want to get off your chest. I'm here for it. Let's get into it. Facebook also, Talk Sex Only. Go follow the page. And you are also more than welcome to leave, suggestions, discussions, and anything that you want to talk about. Just leave it down below in a comment. We always have a post posted for each episode every day. It's automatic. Get with your girl. Let's get these debates going. But babies, tell me why motherfuckers have no sense. So listen, you guys, I'm gonna get deep. I'm gonna get personal real quick for you, because it's time. It's time that you guys get to know the real Kiki. So listen, babies. My dad, and I'm saying was because he is deceased. So my dad was gay. So my dad, of course, had me, which was with my mother. Of course, they had no technology back then as to where, you know, the man would have carried their daughter or son, your child. So my dad did not give birth. My mom gave birth, and she is a biological woman. So my dad was gay. My mom, I pretty much was a test baby. So, and I'm not ashamed of you guys. You have some people that are ashamed of things like this. They'll be like, oh my God, why'd you tell that? I didn't want the world to know that. Like, I'm embarrassed. Or they'll feel ashamed themselves and feel like they weren't conceived out of love. Listen, conceived out of love or not, we're here, okay? Just be thankful if you are thankful for your life, right? But you guys, my dad was gay, and I didn't have much time with my dad because my grandmother, she didn't like that. She didn't like the gays. She didn't like the LGBTQ community, which that wasn't a community back then, but it is now. So I do want to go ahead and, you know, shout y'all out. Ow! My babies. As your girl is bisexual, so I am part of the community, babies. I'm not being there. But my dad was not bisexual. I'm bisexual. My dad was fully gay. Now, he had sex with my mom. It was a dare. What a fucking dare, right? I'm here, right? Out the dare. Pop! Here comes me. So, fast forward down the line, my dad passed away. But as a kid growing up, you know, when my dad came out, because he would come get me as a man, but then we would go home to his house, meaning, and he would have, my dad had the best apartment that you could ask for in the projects. I mean, it was laid out. It was like a Barbie palace. I fucking loved it. I adored it. It was my favorite place to be. Although I didn't get to spend much time there. Like I said, my grandmother, she did not approve of it. And she didn't allow me to have the relationship that I should have had with my dad because of his status in life, you know, is because of what he identified as, which I was always frustrated with as a kid. I grew to resent my grandmother for that. As a kid, I don't resent her these days. I understand that she didn't understand, and she just couldn't bring her brain to understand why a man would want to be with another man. But, you know, like I said, fast forward down the line, you know, growing up, I'm with my dad on certain weekends, and I always thought to myself, I want to go in the bathroom, and I want to see what he has. call me crazy, right? So I wanted to go in on him. I'm so bad, you guys. You don't know. So bad. I wanted to bust in on him a lot of times and just, you know, boom, like, dad. And if you guys could envision me right now, I'm doing that whole, like, to the side thing. Like, you know, you just lean over like, oh my God, with your arms in the air. Like, oh my God, you're so surprised that it even happened. And just take that peek, like that long stare, and see what was going on down there in between my dad's legs. Because I didn't know. I didn't know. And I was a kid. You know, but I knew not to do it. I had sense enough not to do that or to ask him. Every being in my body wanted to say, Dad, do you have a pussy or do you have a penis? Dad, I want to know. Like, you know, I wanted to do these things. Like, we would do makeup parties, him and his friends. We would just have fun. We would just be, like, it would just be so girly, okay? I mean, just, it was the palace for girls, okay? And I loved it. I adored it down. I miss it so much. I miss him. But, you know, I knew not to ever ask my dad, hey, Dad, can I see your middle parts, like your private area? I would love to know if you have a dick or a penis. I mean, a dick or a pussy. I never did that because I knew that that is just something that is private. And if he wanted me to know, that is something that he would have shared with me, right? So a lot of people, they don't go off of what people want to share with them, right? Like, you could share what you want to share and they will go try to get in depth into it. Like, baby, I just shared this with you. I don't want you to know, you know, what these other three questions that you asked me, that's getting more deeper into whatever it is that we're discussing. I don't want to answer that. You know what I mean? So here's the common sense where it will click in to say, let me leave it where it's at. You know, maybe they don't want to talk about it. No, motherfuckers will get all up in your motherfucking business for no reason. And it's like, babe, back the fuck up. You know what I mean? Chill the fuck out. If I wanted you to know this, I would have told you. You know what I mean? Like, if this is something I wanted up front on the platform, on blast, I would have been pumping this bitch through the speaker. You feel me? But that's not the case. So, my dad, he had breasts, and his breasts were nice. They were beautiful. I loved them. Okay. I was like, oh my God, Dad, your breasts. I did mention to my dad as a kid. I did tell him, I said, Dad, I love your breasts. I did tell him that. I was like 9. I swear to you guys, I was like 8 or 9. I said, Dad, I love your breasts, right? Because they were so nice. And you guys, now I have breasts like him. So I love them. My breasts were big. I had big titties, which I hated. Because when I looked at my dad when I was younger, I was like, oh my God, I hope I have a body like my dad. My dad's body was off the friggin' chain. And no, he didn't have no surgery besides his titties. He didn't have no butt or like nothing like that. He didn't have none of that. Like, and he didn't even have surgery on his titties. He had the pills that made him grow, but he didn't really get surgery. Like, the way that his pills made him grow, they made him grow like, it was so perfect. It was like a bee. It was outstanding. It was gorgeous. And if he did have surgery, you guys, I didn't know about it, but I'm pretty sure that he didn't, because they just didn't look like silicone. They didn't look hard. They didn't look like silicones. Like, they were just very like perky and pretty, and they were like squishy. And I knew they were squishy because I used to lay on my dad's chest. So that's the only reason. I'm not saying like, oh, I was playing with them like wonk 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 unk honk honk. Like, no, I wasn't like squeezing on them things. I wasn't like on them. No, it's my dad. I was, you know, just lay on his chest at night to go to sleep. And I just knew that I just had to like embrace my dad. Like, I knew it. And you know what? I knew when I was a little girl that I liked breasts. I knew that I liked butt. And I did know that I liked coochie. So what I mean by I liked coochie is like, I like to like play with it. I ain't gonna sit here and say like, I will scissor, let's play with it. But as far as the whole like licky licky, I don't know, y'all. Like, I don't, I've done it, but that's not my thing. It's just not my thing. not my thing. But I will suck on some titties in a heartbeat, baby. Oh my God. That's me all the way. Like, just give me, you know, the tits and some ass. Let me get that. Let me get that. That. Right? Get that spanking going. Like, that's where I'm at with it. That's why I can say I'm not gay. I'm not a lesbian. Because I know that I have a boundary to what I want to do with a female. Now with men, of course, because I am bisexual, I go all the way. Like, that's a male. I love everything about, you know, male parts and doing things to the male parts. So it's just a difference, and why I know, and that is exactly how I know that I'm not a lesbian, because I know, you know, I can't go all the way with a woman or every single day of my life with a woman. Now, yeah, I can go every single day of my life with a woman, but in a poly relationship. So, you know, my husband, me, and them. There is no just me and a girl for the rest of my life. I cannot. No, I'm sorry. I know we could still have kids. I know we could do everything as a regular couple. But that's just not me. I just don't want to do all that. So I'm good. I know what I like in full. And I know what I like to play with. So, yeah, I know I'm bisexual. And, you know, and I think that my dad not helped me, because, you know, a lot of people have this thing where they're saying, well, oh, you know, people are throwing it in their kids' faces, so this is why the kids are becoming this and that. No, we have a choice of our own. Everybody has a choice of their own of what they like. Everybody has feelings. Everybody, you know, is raised differently, and everybody is brought up with different sexualities, period, pretty much. Like, everyone's born with different sexualities, you know. No one's just, there's not just straight, you know what I mean? Like, there are male that like male, there are women that like women, there are male that like male but want to be a woman, or, you know, need to be a woman. Like, it's just different levels to sexuality and what people like. And I never understand why people don't understand that, but you guys really have to start understanding. You guys have to understand that no one is the same. Everyone in this world is made differently. God took his time on making everyone individually. Okay, he created everyone to be unique, everyone to be themselves. So the fact that we can't bring ourselves to try and understand the heart, the mind, the body, and soul is just bothering. The only thing that you guys can understand, and I mean for the people that don't understand, you know, the LGBTQ community and outside of that, is what you don't want to understand. So what I mean by that is, instead of you saying, well, I'm going to sit down and, you know, listen to this person, explain to me their feelings on this and why they feel this, you are just so quick to say, well, I don't understand it, and that's not for me. You're never going to know what's for you until you explore. You know, you're never going to be, you should never want to be comfortable enough to not get uncomfortable. Like, I feel like I'm always uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable because I'm not comfortable yet. I'm just not comfortable. And people are comfortable. The people that are comfortable with the mindset of, which I used to, but I'm not anymore. The people that are comfortable with the mindset of just not understanding and not caring, that doesn't get you anywhere. You're going to be closed-minded for the rest of your life. You're probably not going to explore life. You're probably not going to do nothing in life. You're probably, you know, and what I mean by that is not, oh, you're not going to make your millions of dollars or whatever, because money is nothing. Money is an object. What I mean is, you're not going to fully explore who you could be within you, not outside of your body, your mind, your soul. I'm talking about within you. Like, have you fully experienced life? Can you really say that every thought that you have, that have come across your mind, and you're like, I want to do this, you took the time to go out and do? No. And I know you haven't. A lot of people, a thought will run across your mind, and you're quick to backspace erase, and throw it away, okay? No. Why don't you sit and think on it and try it out, you know? Try it out. See where it takes you. See where it gets you. But, you know, hey, who am I? I'm just the girl that used to be that girl. That's it. That's all I am. But baby loves, this is it for today. We got to get more in tune with each other. That's just the big thing. That's the bottom line. Any topic, any discussion, that's just going to be the bottom line. Right? Am I right or am I right, babies? I know I'm right about y'all hitting that follow button. Subscribe to the podcast, baby loves. I love you guys and I'm out. I will see you guys next video. Love you.